news today, oh boy.
It's time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
The Justice Department has prepared charges against WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange, prosecutors inadvertently revealed in a court filing. The Wall Street Journal reported the DOJ aims to get Assange, who's been holed up in the Ecuadorian embassy in London since 2012, into a U.S. courtroom. Frank Figluzzi, former assistant director for counterintelligence at the FBI, explained the significance of the news.
I think the strategy for Mueller is to tell us the story of a corrupt president through the indictments of others. And if indeed Mueller has anything to do, and we don't know that yet, through this breaking news, that if he has anything to do with the indictment of Julian Assange, then we may well see the story told through that indictment. Understand that our intelligence community has WikiLeaks covered like a blanket, as if they are a foreign adversary. So when Trump sees questions he doesn't like to answer, he might be realizing that Mueller has so much more on the classified side than anyone ever realized, and maybe, just maybe, that is technical coverage of Julian Assange and WikiLeaks and their role with the Russians in the release of emails during the presidential campaign.
In Florida, votes are still being counted. Ari Melber was broadcasting his MSNBC show live from outside the Broward Supervisor of Elections office Thursday evening when he got some breaking news on the recount. The deadline for the machine recount was 5 p.m. This happened less than 2 hours later.
Breaking news out here in Broward County, and I mean breaking. We just got this. Broward County now admits they submitted their recount numbers 2 minutes late, and thus, under the rules, the results apparently will not count. I want to tell you exactly what that means. The entire developments, the drama, the protests, the counting, everything that's been going on behind me the last few days, according to this breaking news tonight, that would be for nothing, because the state is going to use the original vote totals while this manual recount proceeds under state law. Can't make it up.
But Broward's not alone. Rachel Maddow has more.
Palm Beach County missed the deadline because of their machines overheating. Hillsborough County decided not to submit new results at all after the power went out, and then the recount showed a drop of 846 votes from the first time through. The state instead is going to use whatever those counties submitted to the state on Saturday alongside recounted totals from all the other counties in the state. Whatever they end up counting right now, the governor's race looks more out of reach for Democrat Andrew Gillum than the Florida Senate race would for Democrat Bill Nelson. Tonight, the Republican in the governor's race, Ron DeSantis, declared victory over Andrew Gillum. He called himself the governor-elect. Andrew Gillum is not conceding tonight. He continues to say that every vote needs to be counted and there's more votes to count. In the Florida Senate race, we are going, it looks like, to a second recount. There was the machine recount that almost all the counties finished today. But Rick Scott, after that machine recount, he appears to lead Democratic incumbent Bill Nelson by less than 13,000 votes. And that is definitely close enough for there to be yet another statewide recount. This time, not a machine recount. This time, it'll be ballots being counted by hand.
The GOP has been wiped out in Orange County, California. Katie Porter, a consumer law expert and former student of Elizabeth Warren's, beat Republican Mimi Walters in California's 45th district. Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg responded to a damning New York Times report that accused the company of engaging a Republican PR firm to smear liberal donor George Soros, claiming he only, quote, learned about this yesterday. Chief Operating Officer Sheryl Sandberg also weighed in, calling the Times report, quote, simply untrue. North Korean state media is reporting that Kim Jong-un observed the successful testing of a, quote, newly developed ultra-modern tactical weapon. The North Korean leader is said to have been, quote, so excited to say that another great work was done by the defense scientists and munitions industrial workers to increase the defense capability of the country. No further details were available on the weapon in question, but experts say the testing is most likely meant as a message for Washington amid stalled nuclear talks. South Korean officials have said more analysis is necessary to determine what weapon was tested. Authorities announced 7 more fatalities in Northern California's wildfire, raising the death toll of the Camp Fire to 63. Authorities also raised the number of homes destroyed by the fire to 9,700. County officials said the number of people reported missing in the wake of the blaze rose to 631, a huge increase from previous estimates. Donald Trump gave a speech from the White House on Thursday in which he spoke about providing support for veterans and military families. But at one point, Trump went on a tangent about his admiration for America's military aircraft, especially the F-35.
Just gave out a tremendous order for brand new F-35s, fighter jets. They're stealth. You can't see them. Other than that, they're easy to beat. I said to one of the pilots, I said, how good are these? They say, well, sir, the problem is you can't see them when you fight them. I said, that sounds like it's a big advantage. They said, it's an awfully big advantage.
This wouldn't be the first time Trump has spoken of F-35s as if they can't be seen with the naked eye. While F-35s are known to be undetectable by radar and other kinds of sensory equipment, they are not literally invisible, as Trump says every now and then. And that's a bit of what's news for now. I'm Nicole Sandler. If you appreciate these reports and the Nicole Sandler Show, I hope you'll consider making a contribution. My work is 100% listener supported, and I can't do it without your help. Find out more at NicoleSandler.com/donate.